Hey, listen, let's talk about this war on the cartels. By the way, coming up here in about 20 minutes, we're going to have Congressman Dale Strong calling in. So I'm going to be switching topics with him, I'm sure, and I want to get some of this out about the drug cartels. So this has just happened. I've got this piece here from August 8th. I believe this came from the Federalist, but I'm not positive because it's not labeled. But anyway, the bottom line is this particular piece clearly says that in August, and I talked about it back then, but I want to remind you guys, August 8th, so just 3.5 weeks ago, President Trump secretly signed secretly, the bottom line is what he did was he quietly signed a directive to the Pentagon to begin using military force against certain Latin American drug cartels. They were deemed terrorist organizations. I think that's fair. I think that's a good designation. I think it's high time. It's beyond time that that happened. This is now considered the most aggressive step so far in the administration's escalating campaign against cartels. I agree with that point. The order also provides an official basis for the possibility of direct military operations at sea and on foreign soil. That's going to be interesting. But again, if you heard the monologue a moment ago, the parallels to what we're seeing develop against Venezuela right now in the court of public opinion, in the legal realm, in the intelligence arena, and in the massing of military, you're watching what is almost eerily the same as what happened with Panama. Even Maduro, the president of Venezuela, looks an awful lot like Manuel Noriega in terms of what he was doing and, you know, consorting with our enemies, both of them, voiding elections to stay in power, both of them, socialist to the core, both of them, threatening U.S. interest, both of them, and drug trafficking, which harms the United States, both of them. And I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, I think Maduro has now been indicted also. The U.S. government put a $50 million reward out, $50 million reward for anyone who provides information that leads to the conviction, the arrest and conviction of Nicolas Maduro. So let's keep in mind that right now you've got, in February of this year, State Department designated Tren de Aragua and MS-13 and several other groups as transnational threats. They were considered to be national security threats that were beyond just traditional organized crime, right? But 2 weeks ago, I take it back, this will be 6 weeks ago based on this article. 6 weeks ago, the Trump administration added a group called Cartel de las Solas. And Cartel de las Solas, or Cartel of the Suns, is now a specially designated global terrorist group, which is believed to be headed by none other than President Nicolas Maduro. It's the use of the Venezuelan government to assist in drug trafficking. And Maduro and high-ranking officials in Venezuela have now been tied by U.S. intelligence to this Cartel of the Suns. There have been some apologists out there saying, there's no proof, there's no nothing, they're not growing coca plants no, they're trafficking through. They're using the conduit of Venezuela as their means of transporting across open waters into the U.S. So, I say all that to say, we're starting to see other things. Piece here from, I pulled this off the usembassy.gov website. July 25th, the Treasury Department, the United States Treasury Department, the Department of Foreign Assets and Controls sanctioned Cartel de las Solas and named them as a specially designated global terrorist group for the purposes of seizing assets. So what you're watching right now is the legal and geopolitical framework being put in place, stacking the deck against Maduro and what's going on. There's going to be a capitulation, or there's going to be something that removes him from office. I guarantee it. Maduro's not going to stay in there in his current state. He's not. And I don't say that like I'm looking for the 82nd Airborne to go parachute in again, although I guarantee you there's some guys at Bragg itching to do it. What I'm saying is, I think what you're going to wind up seeing is international pressure. I think sanctions are about to hit. I think you're going to see a few more drug boats being blown up. And I think you're going to wind up seeing Maduro realizing the jig is up. And some of his cartel buddies are going to say, get out. You're bringing too much heat. And sooner or later, he's going to wind up having to go quietly away to Russia and live in a dacha by the Black Sea. Maduro, Fox News, has a piece that came out 2 days ago. I hold it here in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Maduro claims the U.S. is seeking regime change. Well, friggin' right they are. The question is how? Like I said a moment ago, we're not talking about a military invasion per se. But what we are talking about is we will continue to interdict in open waters if you're trafficking drugs out of your country. We will seize your assets. We will make you a global pariah. You will be persona non grata in much of the world. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's long overdue. Venezuela has been a problem, a thorn in our side. Think about this. We have U.S. oil drilling interests down there, and the country of the government of Venezuela nationalized them and seized them. So you have hundreds of millions of dollars worth of drilling rights, contracts, equipment, personnel, all of it. And the country of Venezuela decided one day, they woke up and said, that's going to be ours. We're going to take that. Those are U.S. companies, and they seized them. Military deployments are being authorized by President Donald Trump in an effort to disrupt cartel activity as part of the broader border policies. However, Maduro said the buildup is nothing but an intervention in his country's affairs. Listen, we don't care about his country's affairs. His country is just gone to hell in a handbasket. Socialism never works, and they're proving it once again. Tren de Aragua runs whole sections of that country. He's been exporting people out of his jails to get them off his hands. He's been sending his troubles north to the United States. What we do care about is when we have violence and drug trafficking harming U.S. citizens, and that's what we're talking about. So I now have in my hot little hands a piece that came out 4 days ago. Seven U.S. warships, according to New York Post. Seven U.S. warships carrying 4,500 service members, including three guided missile destroyers and a nuclear-powered fast-attack submarine, are in the region expected to arrive in Venezuelan waters or thereabouts in the coming week. The Pentagon has not disclosed any specifics of the mission or threatened to invade. And that's true. There's been no intoning that we're coming ashore. I mean, there's no calls for blood and steel, right? But what we do see is what happened yesterday. And JP, if you got that video, JP is going to put up, for those of y'all watching the live stream right now, JP is putting up on the screen a picture of a drug running boat in the waters off Venezuela. It came off Venezuelan shores, and U.S. military took that sucker out and just, like, killed it. It's done. It's gone. How long is this video? Does it say?
It's about up. There it goes right there.
There it went. There it went. Drug boat. No more drug boat. The president actually shared a video of it himself on Truth Social, confirming the blast occurred in the Southcom area of responsibility, which basically, if you're not familiar, Southcom is the U.S. Combatant command that has Central and South America as its area of operations. Says the strike resulted, said the president, the strike resulted in 11 terrorists killed in action. No U.S. forces were harmed in the strike. Please let this serve as a notice to anybody even thinking about bringing drugs to the United States of America. Beware. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Representative Carlos Jimenez, a Republican of Florida, added that the vessel belonged to the cartel of the Sons. Jimenez says, this is going swimmingly. We continue. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters that cocaine and fentanyl being shipped from Venezuela often end up in Puerto Rico first. If you look at a map, by the way, Puerto Rico is just north of the Venezuelan waters. This is all in the Caribbean area. So this is really close to our shores. This is not far away. Trump has said there are many drug boats coming out of Venezuela, claiming that terrorists are acting under the control of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. He says that Tren de Aragua is a designated foreign terrorist organization operating under the control of Nicolas Maduro, responsible for mass murder, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, acts of violence and terror across the United States and the Western Hemisphere. I'm just telling you, man, this is not rhetoric. It's not rhetoric when you put fast attack submarines off the coast. That's not rhetoric anymore. It's reached a new level. To the extent that I don't know where it's going, but I do believe that Maduro is not long for office. We got to take a break. We'll take that break right now. We'll come right back, put a wrap on this. But I'm telling you, folks, watch your southern horizons, because what is happening in the waters off Venezuela right now is reaching an epic scale. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, man, like making common sense like a superpower. Coming up here in a few minutes, yes, we do have Congressman Dale Strong calling in after the top of the hour. I got to tell you, there's a couple of things here in the wrap-up of this discussion about, you know, U.S. warships being postured off of or posted off of the coast of Venezuela. Not just any warships, but, I mean, like an entire Marine Expeditionary Unit. Is aboard. They've got guided missile carriers. They've got a nuclear fast attack submarine, and they just took out a drug running boat in the waters off Venezuela. So I've got a piece here from CNN, though, but this is what's going to happen. The liberal media is going to go, it's Trump. Of course they are. So CNN has a piece that came out 2 days ago. It gives you all the facts I just cited, and then it says, but. Says, but beyond the rhetoric, it is striking the White House is confronting Maduro over alleged ties to drug trafficking and not by demanding he restore democracy in Venezuela. We're not looking to run their government. We're looking to have their government stop trying to run our society with drugs and violence. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking to go and do nation building. We don't care. They want to do socialism. That's on them. But you know what the bottom line is? Don't bring your crap to our shores. That's where we are. Allegations involving the Miraflores presidential palace in cocaine trafficking existed for a decade. So why the new initiative in recent weeks? Because Trump's new in office again. That's why. I mean, is it that hard to figure out? Then they start doing the apologist thing. Bondi has not presented conclusive evidence of the Venezuelan leaders. He's been indicted. Okay. Caracas has flatly rejected the claim. Well, he's a terrorist. Of course he has. And then he goes on to say, you know, according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes, Venezuela's not even a cocaine-producing country. That's the friggin' United Nations. So let me get this straight. We should defer our national security and care more about what the UN says. Has anyone ever seen the UN really accomplish something? Can I have some crickets? That's what I thought. So they point out there's not a lot of coca plants being grown in Venezuela. It's flowing through. That's the allegation. Colombian cocaine is being trafficked north along the Pacific coast. You've got Sinaloa cartel trafficking fentanyl and cocaine down through Venezuela into open waters. Using the Pacific routes. Using the Caribbean routes. Their bottom line is this. The United Nations data, they say in the CNN article, appears to contradict the White House narrative. So freaking what? The next time we wind up deferring our entire intelligence authorship to the people at the UN headquarters who don't even pay their traffic tickets in New York City, why do I care? They can say what they want to say, but the bottom line is this. We have a strong president in office right now who has decided he's sick to death of watching, you know, Americans die from fentanyl poisoning. Sick to death of watching Tren de Aragua being loosed on U.S. streets. Keep in mind, Tren de Aragua, that's the group that seized an entire apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. That's the group that's been human trafficking and sex trafficking across our southern border in mass. All said and done, I'm just saying, keep your eyes on the southern horizon, my friends, because right now, you got an entire Marine Expeditionary Unit, multiple guided missile carriers floating off the shores of Venezuela, and it's starting to feel a whole lot like Panama in 1989. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next, Congressman Dale Strong.